truck get excited, we must calm down. He sits for a while.
You grow things? Vegetables? Rare flowers?
I grow friends. I grow friends, yeah.
No! Oh, God! Ew! My God! Ow! Where's my water? Where's my water? Damn it! Do I have to dry up before I get my water?
What did she say?
She said, where's my water?
I'll get you some in a minute, as soon as I finish this tree.
Don't say that, Daddy. It makes you sound like a dog.
Wow! Girls! Hey, girls! Hey, I've got company! Hey, girls! Girls! Say cheese! Say cheese!
This cybernetic system will link computers with automated machinery, coordinating all the services and functions of the entire city. One can think of this as the brain and nervous system extending into all areas of the society. For example, in the residential sector, it will monitor environmental cleanliness and recycle waste. It will automatically control and maintain a constant inventory between the factory and consumers. Production and distribution will be balanced to correspond with demand, eliminating shortages and overruns. Although the industrial districts are highly automated, they are non-polluting, soft, and clean, with easy access to the cities. They order canals, which facilitate transportation. Cybernation is integrated.
Like this, Arnold, this is ridiculous.
Come on, honey, you're in show business. Let it all hang out.
Appropriately serve the needs of
all people. You're going to be great.
No technological civilization can ever operate efficiently and effectively without the application of cybernetics to the social system. This dynamic approach only acts to advance people's lives. It doesn't matter or
dictate.
Monotonous and boring jobs will be phased.
You wouldn't listen. I told you, if you could hurt each other, I hope God would take care of you.
With an opportunity for constant growth,
the other ones who planned to join your lake, they would not listen either.
They
would separate you.
The central dome provides access to most transportation. Horizontal, vertical, and radio conveyors take one anywhere within the city. Monorails and electrically operated vehicles provide for city-to-city transportation.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to let it all hang out.
Are made by
Don't
a
you think I have a lot to hang out, little boy?
Tons. Tons. You know what? Why don't you lie down? You know, for the centerfold. You know, I'm a photographer for Playboy. That's the way I make my living. I know what I'm talking about. Now, if you'll just...
High-speed maglev trains remain in motion as passenger compartments are lifted away
and
others are lowered in their place. These units then take passengers to their local destinations.
Now that's as much as I wish to show the American public.
Living would also be exciting in one of the cities on or below the sea.
There is nothing left for the end. And I am always going to make
money. Will be available for everyone's use. A computerized console in an undersea apartment brings many forms of marine life within view. Eventually, through using total design
concepts,
whether floods or droughts
are
minimized, a series of canals and water storage basins with flood locks could provide irrigation, transportation, recreation, and hold back floodwaters for future needs.
Look, here we have some
fish. As with any massive construction initiative, the possible gains and negative effects will be thoroughly reviewed before each project is started.
You will be the master, and I will be your slave. Oh, what to be happy at? Ah, no! Oh,
scientific culture can be traced to our language, social customs, and values, which were conceived in earlier times. The designs of the Venus Project were not only to be applied to cities, industrial processes, and the environment, but to education as well. The aims of the Venus Project have been no parallel in history.
You need to be
communism, socialism, fascism, or any other political ideology.
A man with your position.
This is true because cyber is of recent origin.
A whole land and a resort.
The positions of financial influence and control would no longer exist. Our only option is to build a better world by eventually inviting the equal participation of all
nations. Don't you think I asked? Gold digger?
The function of this new experimental city is to test the validity of the Venus Project's designs and proposals. There is no doubt that there will be shortcomings and inevitable modifications during this transition, which we accept and expect. But the final test of the practicality of any system is simply how well the system works. As these newer communities develop and become widely accepted, they will form the basis of a new society, preferably through the process of evolution rather than revolution.
Mr. Zeke, we both know Smokey was murdered. It wasn't a f***ing accident like the company says. What are we gonna do about it?
Nothing. Nothing can help Smokey now.
Our friend's been killed, Zeke. We have to expose the Union, like you said. It's not that simple. What do you mean?
We can't expose the Union without going to jail ourselves.
Now, maybe we can make some kind of deal. With the FBI guy. Burroughs.
How are we gonna live to tell about it?
What about the notebook?
Things have gotten complicated. It's not that simple anymore.
You don't have the notebook?
I mean, there's gonna be some changes, man, in the Union. Big changes. I'm taking over Clarence Hill's job. I'm gonna be the new shop steward.
Jesus. You gave it to them.
Dennis, get your ass out of the street.
We're playing, Dad.
I don't give a f*** what you're playing. Get out of the street.
It wasn't illegal anyway, man. Well, illegal, but not illegal in the sense that we know. It's a big business, man. The Union loans money to people in Vegas, New York. They charge a high interest rate. Never miss one payment. That's how it's done, man.
You dumb. You think those bastards will let you change anything? They just bought you off. Promotion.
No, they think they bought me off with a promotion. What they bought is a stick of dynamite. Because I'm gonna raise hell in this Union, man.
What about Smokey?
Doc Miller's gonna be fired for negligence.
That don't mean
man, who the f are you kidding me? Huh? This is for real. What do you think it is? Better for me to go to jail? Or take a chance that my family's gonna get killed? For Smokey, who's already dead? There ain't nothing gonna bring him back. I'll stay out here free, man. Maybe I can make some changes. Jerry, with this Union rep job, man, it's a club in my hands. You're my friend, Jerry. But you're thinking white.
What the f*** does that mean?
It means that you got more chances than I got, Jerry. And you're always gonna have more chances than me. I got one chance, and I'm gonna take it. I'm black, Jerry. The police ain't gonna protect me. 6 months after this thing's over, I'll end up right back where I started from. Living in some ghetto, up to my black ass in bills, wondering what night they're gonna come in and kill the kids, Carolyn and myself. If I gotta kiss ass, I'm gonna pick the ass I wanna kiss. And it ain't gonna be the f***ing police, cause they ain't gonna do nothing but f*** in my face.
Was Smokey white?
Man, you don't know the deal, do you? What do you f***, you think I'm crazy? You want revenge? You got a gun? You go out looking for killers, man, because damn if I am. Look, man, at least this way, inside the Union, maybe I can make some changes, man.
Fuck changes. Who are you kidding? The union gets the notebook. You get promoted to a soft job. Okay?
Norma,
you get the chance to change things.
What?
But what do I get? What about my family, Zeke?
Yeah, here they are.
Why is your family more important than my family?
Jerry. There ain't nothing in the world
things
that wouldn't protect my babies and my wife. Now you gotta take care of your own family. You're a worker, man. I'm a worker. Let's work together. They need a new
family. You know, when I got that letter
place,
asking me to come back and live with you again, I just can't believe things are going that rough. You know, I really thought Thorpe was changing there for a while. He stopped drinking.
That's all I know.
And he had Charlie Price, you know, the insurance guy.
Now, think about it.
Anyhow, he took out a life insurance policy to protect me. Of course, his charter service was doing good then, and he was flying a lot. Then his dad died in December, and he stayed so drunk he couldn't fly.
Figured.
Then he stopped drinking.
But isn't he drinking again now?
Yeah, it all started again Tuesday when I told him you were coming home. You know, this whole place really needs some fixing up.
Thorpe?
No, it's not hate. At least I don't think so. He's mentioned before about all the men friends you have coming around, especially when he's not here.
Probably thinks one of them is going to steal you away from him.
No, I don't think that's why he's acting like that. It's just a damn piece of land. Dead. His dad knew him well.
I wish the will was as clear to me.
Thorpe wants to sell this place, but he can't unless I sign.
I studied rocks and
that's the way the
geological
will is written.
I know that the earth is round.
For the first time since we've been married,
that it moves,
I've got something to say.
But
and it's eaten him alive.
What shape the universe is?
Well, why haven't you done something?
And where it's going, I don't know. Stars have been discovered rushing with almost the speed of light away from us to the borders of the universe. And I can't rid myself of the feeling that one day someone will prove that the universe is like a snail shell coiling in on itself with an interior and no exterior. And that these same stars that are rushing away from us are in fact on a collision course with us. There are mathematicians working on these theories. They call it curved space. It's like this. A man hangs himself from a rope in a tree and just dangles there on his rope.
I am choosing.
Now, how many ropes would he need to be absolutely still? How many points of reference? So that his position is fixed in a three-dimensional space.
Equipment only functions
how many?
Now for a few hours at night.
One. One additional rope would do it. Then he wouldn't move anymore.
This time for some purpose.
And I how many ropes would we need?
I do not share. If
how
this
many
were
ropes
so,
would the Earth
would raise
need
questions
to be absolutely still in
I
the universe?
I have not considered.
Because everything moves.
Transfer.
How could we become absolutely still?
Mag.
And what would these ropes be tied to?
Unit 3.
Your weight meant are lost.
Go straight.
You don't understand the lens. Too many silly questions.
But it's,
your presence
it's gonna come.
On this earth will come to an end.
Time.
You have no sense,
idea
no purpose,
of temporal invariance,
no direction,
and of mathematical modeling of nature through the technique's derivative of the calculus. It isn't going to be that way anymore. What these fractal and chaos theory and complexity theory models represent...
I'm not afraid.
The first...
I'd just like to know.
...steps beyond...
Why do you want to change your life?
It isn't worth staying in the world we come from.
I mean, you know...
But you belong there. I still don't understand clearly what you are looking for here. And I don't know either what Nicholas is searching for in these woods.
He's here for long. And you? Why have you come with me?
Natalie, ask me to. Don't you think that's good enough for you?
It's a huge revolution.
I like you, Mitt. Because you believe in friendship.
And I shouldn't like you, Gualtier, because you believe in Mitt.
Don't you ever dream?
Yes, I do. But I do not expect my dreams to come true. I have no fear. So I'm free. You too, my love. If you just stopped hoping, you would perhaps find what you seek.
Going towards him, and obviously the roots seem to be converging.
Yo, what's this? You in a Satan worship or something?
No, man. He is presently under the magic spell of the evil Crocodile Queen, and this is a bad turn of events. The book must not fall into the hands of the evil queen. The consequences would surely be disastrous.
Late at night with that thing?
Tell me what you wish me to do, Master.
You must get through to Mandala with telepathy. Help him to fight off the spell. I shall help you to reach him.
So, about these pictures? Alright. So what exactly do you want me to do?
I just want you to take your pants off. Nude, you know? Nude photos.
Alright, no sex.
No sex. I offered you $150.
Maybe at some level. I wanted to be caught.
No, you said 250.
The compulsion was stronger than ever. I went on with the same habit and brought another victim home.
Strong, man.
Like it?
Doctor.
Good.
I said it in the counter. Go on.
Yes. You know what? I'm not feeling too well.
Look, I always knew
maybe we'll
it was
do this
wrong.
Another time. All right. What are you doing? What the? What are you doing, man?
I had no intention of hurting you.
Yeah, get off of me! Yeah, there's a problem, man. Get off of me, man. Get him off of me! F*** you, man. Man, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Come on, man. What? Shut up.
You view them as just an object for pleasure.
What? What?
Do you know what I can do? If I just move my hand just like 2 inches, I can switch your whole face open. And you know what? I've done it before, dude.
Look,
would you like to see some pictures?
Look at me.
Would you like to see some pictures?
Yes, yes, yes!
All right. Shut up!
You said you saw her, didn't you?
Shut up!
I saw a corpse.
Yeah. Please.
But it was not hers.
Let me go! Let me go, man! Come on, I don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
She faked her own death.
Let me show you some pictures.
I should have seen the truth. Right in front of my face. In the dark, I looked as if someone was holding up 2 severed heads. But there was only one. My father's.
I was sure that Judd had murdered your mother.
No.
He never killed anyone. But he knew the murder was...
What are you talking about?
He's a tall, white guy with blonde hair.
What's your name?
My name's Tracy Edwards.
All right, Tracy, you didn't do any drugs.
Drugs? What? Drugs? He tried. He put drugs in my beer.
Tracy, where did this happen?
And what happens is you are identified. You have a subjective identity, something that you call yourself. And that seems to be the subject that you call yourself. Seems to be a real subject. And a subject is defined as that which is aware of an object. But if you actually look at yourself, get a good sense of yourself, feel yourself, it's not a subject, it's an object. You're looking at an object. So what you call yourself, the thing that you're aware of, that's not who you really are. Everything you know about yourself as an object is actually exactly what you are not. And every time you identify with an object, whether it's your body or your thought or desire, anytime you do that, then you're binding yourself to fragmented, partial phenomena. And the result of that is suffering. So any identification with any finite object, bad news. The good news is there's something actually aware of that self of yours. And Ramana Maharshi, of course, called it the I-I. So when you really look inside, you find, to put it very loosely, you have two selves. You have a self that can be seen, and you have the seer. The reason enlightenment is a little bit tricky is because it's so simple. That fundamentally enlightenment is identifying your true self. The true self is that which is not an object. So as you're sitting there and looking inside, I'm aware of this body, sensations arising in this body. I'm aware of thoughts. Now, let one of the things that's arising be your own self, your own sense of, well, this is me. I'm a doctor, lawyer, waitress, painter,
snake. You slippery thing. Wish I could have a pair of fangs
that's
like yours.
Object.
Your belly's like a glob of spit to the
but
touch,
there is something
you slimy,
around.
Wretched, oversized eel. I
and that
love you.
Is
come here
pure
and give me another kiss with those big fangs.
Zen Master Shibayama actually calls it absolute subjectivity. Because it can never be made an object. So what happens is, you are looking inside and you're going, I have thoughts, but I am not my thoughts. You know this exercise. I have desires, I am not my desires.
I'm coming!
I have needs, I am not my needs.
I'm coming!
I am aware of images, I am not those images. So what am I? What's left? Am I the damaged child that I find when I look inside?
My name is Alan Hacker. Dr. Usher wrote.
I mean, it's nice it's there.
He asked me to come and see him urgently.
But that's not what you are.
Why, yes, of course.
And so as you push back and back, nete, 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 to this transcendental self, it has different tones and qualities than your empirical self, the self that you can see, the self that you're identified with, and frankly, the self you're defending. We all defend that empirical self. It's a case of colossal mistake in identity.
As the Home Secretary has permitted this disclosure, I can now inform you,
as Patanjali said,
ignorance is not the only colony of such children.
Is the identification of the seer.
30 infants were born in one day. Apparently something went wrong. All the children died within 10 hours of birth. In an Eskimo community, there were 10 births. The community didn't take kindly to this. Golden-haired babies born of black-haired mothers violated the taboos. None survived. In the communist world, there were two timeouts similar to the one at Midwich. One at Irkutsk, here, on the borders of Outer Mongolia. A grim affair. The men killed the children and their mothers. Second, in the mountains of the northwest, all the children survived. Now reports are limited, indicate that they're receiving education on the highest level. All these times,
have a job
on the same day as the one at Midwich.
2 tons of turquoise
to now 3 years ago. Have we established anything about the origins of these children? There's very little to go on. Zellaby, you must have some theory. Yes, I suggest that Zellaby may be somewhat too intimately involved.
My position as a dubious father is influencing my scientific detachment. Is that what you think?
I have reason to believe so.
Well, let's hear what the others have to say.
Dr. Carlyle, I went into the question of mutation. Once in a great many thousand years, an abrupt jump may take place in animal or in vegetable life. A new variation suddenly occurs for no apparent reason.
Would that explain why entire groups of people were cut off periods of some hours?
What?
No, sir. It would not.
I can't sleep.
Any other line of
Maybe
thought?
Maybe you're a nice yes. person,
Yes. There is a possibility of the transmission of energy.
So?
May I put it
My
this way?
My love is beautiful and funny.
Already we can direct radar beams out into space with the utmost accuracy.
A very old will keep on growing.
Electrical impulses have been bounced
off you and me, Yoga?
We are continually receiving impulses from other
planets. I think only of death.
And impulses are
So many lovely fires
die. We're aware of that, Professor Smith.
We live
Where does it take
moment
us?
To
the
moment.
The professor and I think alike. What
Time
we
to
can
have
do,
fun.
Others elsewhere in the universe may
That's
be able
true.
To do better.
Exactly.
I have this here dream.
Get this straight.
Yeah. Where I'm
you
working in just here jazz room.
Result of impulses
and right in the middle of a very
cool
Well, of
just
course,
as
that's
I'm
just a
starting
theory, but there's
a kilo.
They may be a case of mutation.
And dying
they
from
may
Charlie
be
Parkinson's disease.
What we need is time to investigate. Time.
Just a moment, Elizabeth. General Lady, you tell me of some developments in Midwich. What are they? A series of casualties, mostly among the village children. In each case, after some
time,
the others. Children get into fights all over the world. These were not fights in the normal sense. No direct physical violence was involved. But 2 weeks ago, a boy was drowned in the hospital for unwanted reasons.
Children also have accidents.
See, the police, extraordinary power, these children. The sinister way they use it.
Extraordinary power, certainly. Yes, that's precisely why we need time.
Command you. It's only a matter of time for those children to be entirely undermined. Fatal consequences.
For study. Gentlemen, a great deal has been said here about
I'm lonely.
The power of these children, but nothing about the nature of this harm. What we are dealing with is a mass mind, an entirely new development, like a colony of ants and bees. These children all want to dress alike, and what one does, they all run out of the They are one mind to the 12th power. Now, just think what it would mean.
How boring.
We could leap forward in science 100 years. At the risk
I'll
of being destroyed. What cannot be understood must be put away. Is that your view of the age-old fear of the unknown?
No, Pauline.
I'm waiting.
For what?
We are gathered here as advisors, as scientists, as
Someone cares for me.
Now take a look at our world.
I'll be right with you.
Have we made a good job of it?
I am your
Who's to say that these children are not the answer?
Yeah, I like my hamburger.
But to wars, to disease, to human want, to misery, to all of the problems we've been unable to
I
cope
must go.
If they don't make an end of us in the meantime, we cannot throw away this potential just because of a few incidents.
Michael,
a suggestion. I'll compromise with you. Let them live together under one roof in our village where they can be kept under observation.
My department couldn't accept the responsibility.
I personally will assume full responsibility. Just give me a year.
Mr. Home Secretary, I can't agree to this.
All I ask is a year. Now, surely it doesn't work for much time.
Well, I'm
so much at stake. Just give me one.
I run the morning meal and the afternoon meal. Down on the day. I've been here now a year and about 2 weeks.
Why am I asking you how long you want to find me to pick up with?
Well, I hope to be here now sometime in May.
Well, good. You're going to continue as a cook?
You should know better.
Right.
All you'll ever succeed in doing if you upset him is to drive him deeper into his illusion.
It's better to tell him the truth.
Well, now, how about Christmas time? You do anything special for the guys? What do you plan for old Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Well, Christmas Eve, the food service department, under the direction of Mr. John Bryan, will prepare stockings that we have. Well, actually, the paper bags that'll have fruit.
Excuse me.
An apple and an orange and a box of bridge mix candy.
Excuse me.
From the staff here.
Hey, boy. Can you tell me how
to
get
to the cell houses at night?
You go down here till you come to a barn slab.
Cookies.
You take a left in the old air column.
To the men in the cell.
Say, aren't you Sonny Lamantina, the heir to the Lamantina fortune?
Yeah. But I got no time to rap.
Christmas Day, I got to be in jive.
You make it.
Dinner.
After you pass the old air cone, you hang a right.
This is quite amazing.
And then,
this will be roast whole turkey. We use 25 whole turkeys.
After that, you go down in the blink of light, and it's jive.
540 This is all prepared by the nation of 9 cooks under my direction, under the supervision of several supervisors. Along with that, we'll make up 10 big pans, large portion pans of kosher dressing. We use 8 gallons of kosher.
Let's say you decide, you know, we're going to make some kind of radical revision to your policies. You leave Afghanistan in large numbers.
We'll have candy
and then something happens somewhere. Some Americans die plausibly connected to something that happened in Afghanistan.
Along
to
with
some
that,
degree, I think we're dealing with a kind of cover your ass dilemma, in which you've made a large commitment, and then the idea of changing
we'll
that commitment in a visible, meaningful way suddenly opens
we'll make up
this enormous
salad.
Political risk in a society in which I would argue there are very few people who would want to increase their risk even ever so slightly of death by terrorism. As opposed to doing this thing that's actually having these very long-term effects, or as opposed to killing people who are frankly, who can't even be understood, whose lives are so radically different. I mean, you were talking about Minnesota, you were talking about Maryland, and these lives are unrecognizable by Americans and other people. And so, it's sort of hard. So when you say, gosh, you are in danger, and that danger will increase, maybe it'll increase by 1%.
I would reject that we know that to be true. I think you made a really good point a moment ago about the political concern. I think Rahm Emanuel and all those guys early on, the president's political advisors in the first term, even the first couple of years of the first term, I think the way that they saw it was this. Obama had very limited foreign policy experience, no military experience. He's being briefed by Admiral William McRaven, the commander of JSOC, Stanley McChrystal, who ran JSOC for the entire duration of the Bush era, and then became the head of the war in Afghanistan, David Petraeus, one of the most powerful military figures in modern American history. And then all of the heads of the various intelligence agencies in this all saying there are hundreds if not thousands of concurrent threats against the United States on any given day. People wanting to blow up airplanes, attack embassies, poison water supplies, blow up public transportation systems. And if we don't hit them before they hit us, there will be an attack on American soil against the American homeland. And I think that the president and his national security team basically bought into the idea that we need to kill these people before they kill us. Rahm Emanuel and those guys, I think we're looking at a one-term presidency if any of those things came true. And so I think that that's part of what shaped the policy, was political considerations. But to the second part,
and of course, they would say, look, we have important domestic missions to accomplish. There are new frontiers in social justice we want to advance. We are definitely better than the other guys.
Oh,
and so
yeah,
because that, and that's obviously their view. So to some extent, they will consider this entirely justifiable if it actually redounds to their political benefits.
Look at how pathetic Mitt Romney looked in the foreign policy debate with Obama. It's like, I mean, I almost felt bad for the dude, except because of what he did to his dog, Seamus. I can never feel bad, but very bad for him. But Romney basically just had to say, I would be like Obama, except more Obama-ish than Obama on foreign policy. I mean, they had to go into Dingbat Christmas to find stuff about him not being a citizen and the kind of dog whistling and all, because he's better at their game than they are. Somewhere I imagine Cheney,
do you know where he went?
Shooting friends in the face and flag-pushing, chuckling about...
Well, perhaps you'd like to tell me then what
Obama
that argument was about.
And I think at the end of the day,
it was personal. I'd rather.
Mr. Anderson, this is an investigation of a murder. Now, if you would like to discuss your brother in a more official setting, that can be arranged.
It's not that I don't want you to have the information. It's just that, well, I don't think you'd understand.
Try me.
Conrad is still suffering from the delusions of our religious background. He still believes that his demons are real entities. And I'm afraid that psychiatry, particularly those of Dr. Rogers' persuasion, are ill-equipped to deal with such problems.
It was my understanding that his problems were solved.
No. No, some of the symptoms have been resolved, but not the heart of the matter. Conrad's real problem lies beyond the scope of materialistic science or a narrow fundamentalist religious view. The ancient medicine men and gurus have long understood it as a spiritual problem, the imbalance of spiritual energies within us, and have been eminently more successful in dealing with such matters. Just as we all have positive and negative energies flowing throughout our bodies, so Conrad has an overabundance of negative forces, which seem to take control of him at will. Conrad's will and his understanding are the major problems. Our conflict came about because it is incredibly difficult to drive out the negative forces without Conrad's willingness to be rid of them. He really isn't willing to see them as simply spiritual energy. Though at times he's tried to convince me that he understands.
Who's in the picture?
That's our mother. She passed away last summer.
I swear my...
I sensed Conrad's presence here earlier. What we experienced was a sort of residue of that spiritual energy. Not unlike, say, a tremor that would follow an earthquake.
No, not really.
Your bloodline, Bill, goes back to the days when races walked openly on the earth. Unfortunately, it's not like that now. Now we must hide behind this grotesque human form. But alas, it's our only way of controlling the earth at the moment.
That's interesting. You know, all I know is something about a Nordic bloodline. I don't recall anything about it. Reptilian race, humanity.
Now I can see you! Now I can kill you easy! I only have to take one step towards you!
I control everything.
Howdy, stranger. Finish the move and we're really gonna screw your weekend, baby.
The gist of the deal is this.
So you caught me. Big deal.
We make your bank account for all.
You're gonna die.
In return, you must bring us members of
why did you shoot
my families for,
They're waiting for you!
Who are they? What are you talking about?
Sexual.
I know this man. He's a scientist.
That's correct.
He's called Drake. He's Raffleson's assistant.
No, I don't have a problem. Blonde hair, blue eyes. How am I supposed to?
Something else from you. Something dear. Something else.
Who are you?
Nice complete.
You love me.
Your wife.
We've seen each other many times.
Your blue-eyed wife.
Surely you're not afraid. Not of me.
We need it now.
We know one another too well for that.
I don't even know your name.
If you want to be a part of us.
We humans have no name.
No, it's not going to happen. This was a thing. No, we never made it. This was never discussed. This is not anything that we're...
You thought we were going to let you into our world for nothing? We need her blood. We must have...
It happened before.
Survive.
No. No way.
Oh, you will do it.
No, I won't do it.
You
this
will
is what you remember, isn't it?
To us. It's already been arranged.
I'm holding you now. Close in my arms.
There's not just one theory, there are several. So I think this is a truly valid field of science. It's based on experiments, data, theories, predictions, tests. I think it meets all the criteria. Far better, actually, than many orthodox areas of science like superstring theory, which makes no testable predictions, or multi-universe theories in cosmology, which postulate quadrillions of unobserved universes for which there's not a shred of evidence. You can say that kind of thing and hold down prestigious chairs in leading universities. One has to be aware
what
of double standards about
in
this
United
kind of thing.
States.
The goal of our elite, control, dominate, rule.
Why, Paul?
Because our race is the only one deserving of rule.
Then why are you trying to fence up? We gave you a complete biological.
Why is it I can't reach you? Why is it you're so cruel, so distant, so unfeeling?
They're still thinking for themselves. That cannot happen, Paul.
Oh, how I long to hold.
We have made sure that we are
to be our race. I hope so, Paul,
for your
sake.
Why can't
we
communicate?
We need more kids to be sexually molested
to
further the agenda.
Speak to me, Terry.
Get it done, or
we'll
be replaced by another total nigger.
You're so strong, so masterful, so firm.
I'm a wildhouse, nigger.
Something has come between us. What is it, Terrence? What is it?
A banana. What is thy goal?
Kiss me, my darling. Kiss me.
To create that bleach strand.
Enough of you, man.
And eliminate great portions of
me.
Honor. And what are humans to me?
So romantic and exciting, maybe. This is just right, Dave.
Our food. Our promise.
Dave. Do you ever wonder what all these people and all these guys are doing?
Nice thoughts for a young girl like you.
Oh, I don't mean that.
Quiet,
honestly,
please.
Dave, sometimes you just say the worst things. What I mean is, what are they doing with their lives? How do they think? Where do they live? Well, I bet we're just surrounded right this very minute by simply fascinating people we can't even begin to know. Maybe there's a group of nuclear scientists. Before the tenants came to the moon. Or perhaps even a spy, just loaded with all kinds of...
Baby, don't you dare. You want to throttle me, wring my neck. Good, hold me, Dan. Take it out. Get even. I'm a bitch. I've humiliated you. I deserve everything you can give me. Please, make me pay.
The moon appears again, and you, Karen, of your own desire, will accept an existence like ours. The ceremony will be continued, and the Countess Dracula will return life.
I'm sorry. That's what you came here to say? That you're sorry? Really?
I do. You don't understand.
I mean, it's partly my fault, isn't it?
For me and Oscar, go kill yourself.
You have to understand
that. Piece of
But Oscar started dealing drugs because you were with all these sleazy people.
Because it's me, because it's my fault, you piece of get the out of here! I hate you!
Of the 65 major oil-producing nations have already
peaked. Now I will allow you to give yourself to pure
pleasure. Many of the
pleasure.
Others are expected to follow in the near future.
I want you to be calm. I want you to relax.
The world will need to bring the equivalent of a new Saudi Arabia into production every 3 years to make
I want you to allow your fantasies to take over.
Fields. In the 1960s, six barrels of
for
oil
they are
were
only
found
in
for
your mind. Don't look for
later,
reason or logic.
Three and six
just follow your fantasies wherever they take you.
Once the peak of world oil production is reached, demand for oil will outstrip supply.
Your hands.
And the price of gasoline will fluctuate.
I want you to caress your body.
Far more than the cost of
your skin. It's lovely, smooth, young texture.
Even roads are made from asphalt.
Enjoy the feel of it with your fingertips.
As are the roofs of many homes.
Delicately. Slowly. Feel the soft, downy hairs between your thighs. Subtle, rounded curves of your hips and belly. They lead teasingly toward the center of desire.
Suburbia and many communities were designed on the assumption of plentiful oil and
you are here in a place without time or space. Feel the swelling fullness of your young breast.
The global economy depends on
Pull the nipple with your fingers and pinch it. Squeeze it. Let your fingers play.
If I'd been really smart, I would have died when I was a kid. I mean, that would have been a really smart thing to do.
How soft it is.
You know what saved me? Ball.
Stroke it gently.
To me.
Feel its wetness.
He talks to me whenever there's his work to be done.
Search until you find that little tongue.
Set fire to my
heart. Pleasure.
They got me out, but my cat died.
I feel dead, like I'm not here. I feel less here than I ever have in my life before.
That's
what I'm trying to see, Doctor. Something's drastically wrong, and I don't know if I can solve it.
And broad streets. Schliemann found them.
Roads
here reveal a city filled with impressive architecture. Schliemann also needed to
locate
a city beside two rivers.
Is described as city located.
Cut her down! Cut her down!
What happened? She's been dead for some hours.
Most importantly, he needed to find evidence of the Trojan War. And indeed, the archaeology here points
to a What's been happening here? What made her do it?
Young woman, you appear to be fully aware of your surroundings. This is a prison. Those locked in it are criminals. Fanny did not commit suicide. She was justly executed for breaking the law.
For those searching for Atlantis, Troy is an inspiration.
I do not propose to enter into a discussion of that kind.
You murdered her! I'm going for the police!
You're
nothing of the kind!
You dare challenge my authority to overthrow me as governor of this institution? You must be insane. You tried immediately for conspiracy. For Palofa, I'm a fair court.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
This rich and strange marsh.
Let me go! Damn you, get your hands off me!
You misunderstand, King. We want nothing from you except to keep your mouth shut.
But I'm not giving you that satisfaction. I'll stand here and scream the place down. I'm not listening to you!
Walker?
This is wrong, Margaret.
Get on with it, or I'll do it myself. I'll do it myself, do you hear me?
Julia King, you are charged with conspiring to pervert the course of justice.
Freund
How do
a team
you
of
plead?
Archaeologists,
guilty
geologists,
or
and
not
anthropologists.
Guilty. That woman is a murderer! She killed Anne-Marie DuVernay and cold blood!
Judge Ralph Walker.
What did she say?
Pass sentence, Desmond. She's a dangerous psychopath and must be hanged immediately. Pass sentence.
John, what are you doing here? Spying on me?
Now I see why you've been avoiding me all this time. You've got yourself a fancy new boyfriend.
Judd, things have changed. You're not the same boy I knew.
What do you mean?
You've become a killer, an executioner, and I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Now, I work for your brother. He's the one who pays me.
He's never ordered you to kill anyone. You've done it all by yourself.
Is that the story your brother tells you?
Yes, and I believe him.
Come with me. We can go away.
No, let me go. It's too late. I told you. I don't want to be the wife of a gunman.
Rena.
Go away!
Go. Go to sleep. Show me.
Hydro, get him into an Intel Tracks uniform.
Going, Judd.
gone too far.
Can't help you. Nobody can.
Is this true?
I have others like you. I've helped them.
Listen to me. Z made you like this. He made you.
This is Griffith. I'm leaving this message for you in the computer as a precaution. The formula corresponds to Angel's medical file number. Look at his card. The cerebral wave trace is flat. There is no existent cardiac frequency. He is not a human being.
Get away from him! You stay away from him!
And we'll go down fighting.
What?
Party time, Felix. Party time.
What do you want? Why don't you go speak somewhere else? Why do you have to do it so you're interpreting people who come here for an event?
You son of a bitch! This was my baby!
You're hiding behind this camera. You got this big... Listen, buddy, you can't even look me straight in the face. You're sitting there hiding behind with one eye closed, looking through the lens.
Wasn't your head. It wasn't your own.
Hey, Mark, we're done with our much time with him.
Later.
Wasn't your...
Bye. Would you fellas sign my book? Throw him off, he's a good star. Tell you the truth about Hubbard.
Well, I thought I had plenty of great footage, so I was leaving. And then I turned around and saw that my three pals were following me.
Good, you guys are good, you know, I was about to leave.
You lied to me, you bastard, you bastard! Oh, God! You bastard!
Let me ask you this, Jeff Jacobson in Phoenix has picket flyers put around a gig just a few days ago.
Why couldn't he let me have a baby?
Said that he attacked religion. Why is it that the folks have to say that we attack religion when it's only Scientology that we speak out against?
I love you.
Why do you attack Scientology?
Because of the criminal activities of your organization?
Good point. Criminal activities. What are your criminal activities, Mark? Because that's why you're here. You've got your own criminal activities you want to hide. Well, spit them out, Mark. That's all you're here for, to hide your own crime.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.